Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's a pleasure to welcome back A Sure Sign of Spring. The weather has been warmer, the buds are on the trees, the birds are chirping, and Bill Haney is back at Conducting Conversations.
Glad to be back. Thank you, Mike.
Nice to have you back. Bill is the owner of Theater by the Sea and lots of other places around the country, but we specifically want to talk about Theater by the Sea and getting it started. Baseball season is going along great. The Red Sox are doing well. The Celtics are in the playoffs. The Bruins are in the playoffs. And Theater by the Sea is opening ticket sales. See, they all happens together.
Always does. And this is Theater by the Sea's 85th year.
And it's amazing.
And I remember day one. Kidding.
I don't think so. Not quite. You might remember day 50,
but day one when we took it over, right?
Yeah, but it was a great season last year. And just to remind everybody, let's do a little recap of last year. Everything sold. Everything was great.
Yeah, it
did. Of course,
did
the best show ever in this 85-year history was Music Man.
Well, how could it not be with who was in it? Yeah, all the shows did great last year. We ended up with, it was a record-breaking year, which we love. As long as we go, if it's $1 better than last year, I'm happy because we're going in the right direction.
That's right. That's right.
As you know, and I can say this because we did this a couple times last year, we're getting to the point where it's impossible to get seats at the theater because you had trouble, if I remember.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. People sometimes think it's a sales pitch to say, buy your tickets early because they'll probably sell out. But as a performer, fortunate enough to be there last summer in Music Man, I can remember lots of nights where we just could not get seats. Your cousin's coming in, your aunt's coming in, your grandmother wanted to say, it doesn't make any difference.
There's no chairs.
But so don't let that happen to you, because we have a great season coming up. And other shows last year did very, very well. And the one of the things that always amazes me is how you come up with the titles to do these things. You just, it's always
a struggle.
Like, but I can remember last year when we were announcing, as we were on stage, and whoever was doing the pre-show announcement would talk about this year's season, you could hear the audience gasp, and they would gasp at the first one, and then a bigger gasp, and a bigger gasp, and a bigger gasp.
Oh, this is your announcing this year's season, you mean? Right, oh, my God, you're absolutely right about that, from the first to the last show.
Right,
of course, the big one being Mamma Mia.
There you go.
And that's why we're stressing to people, and this is not a sales pitch. The subscribers get the best seats, but they at least get seats also. And with Mamma Mia running, we expect it to sell out all, ready for this, 5 weeks.
Wow. That's a first, too.
I don't think they've ever done it. They have never done 5 weeks there that I know of.
Of one show.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, the season starts off with Ain't Misbehavin'.
It does.
And that's a Fats Waller song fest, so to speak.
It's a great show. It's I'm sure you've seen it. Mm-hmm. We did it, I think, my second year, probably 10 years ago, and it did well then. So and it's already tracking to do well now. But it's just a great way to open the season. We like to open the smaller shows, as you know. Mm-hmm. This is a great smaller show to open with.
But a lot of fun.
It's just a blast. And again, you've seen it.
Yeah. If you're over the age of 30, you're going to know the songs. And if you're under the age of 30, you should know the songs. you'll have a great time. So we should probably set the mood now that we're talking about that. And we'll talk a little bit more about last year. But let's get to the title song from Ain't Misbehavin'.
Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me.
I don't stay out late,
I don't care to go.
home about eight, just me and my neighbor's radio. I can't afford
one. Hey, Mr. Hayman, I'm saving my love for you, saving my love just for you. Ah, shucks, Daddy, I love it when you move.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but who, huh? Oh, she's nobody. She's just a little girl. She just came to drop off some Girl Scout cookies.
And it's a haven. I'm saving my love for you.
I know for certain the one I love. What do you mean you didn't know Girl Scouts deliver? They do, yes. Hey, Miss Bahaman, saving my love for you. Church on Sunday, the cabaret all day on Monday, tain't nobody's business if I do. If my friend ain't got no money and I say take all mine, honey, tain't nobody's business if I do. If I give her my last nickel and then leaves me in a pickle, tain't nobody's business if I do. There ain't nothing I can do nor nothing I can say that folks don't criticize me. But I'm gonna do just as I want to anyway, and don't care if they all despise me.
If I work and come home dragging, then stay up all night ragging, ain't nobody's business if I do.
If I eat three turkey dinners and announce that's just beginner, ain't nobody's business if I do.
If I date a real style setter or go home with someone better, ain't nobody's business if I do.
If I party, stay out drinking, and buy me a 10-grand Lincoln, ain't nobody's business if I do.
If I feed my wife bologna and don't pay my alimony, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I bow and dress up sporty, live to die before I'm 40, it ain't your business, it ain't my business, it ain't her business, it ain't their business, it ain't nobody's business if I do.
All right, now we're in the mood with jumping in our seats and listening to Ain't Misbehavin', first show in this year at Theater by the Sea. And Bill, I mentioned last year we talked a little bit about Music Man, but the opener was Beehive.
Yes.
That was a fun show.
Wasn't it, though? And that was, it's nice. I think it was an 8-person cast. Again, we like to keep it small.
Yeah.
And that was a terrific show. I didn't expect it to be that much fun.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun show. And then two mega hits after Music Man, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast is big in itself as far as a show, which I thought that production, I'm a little biased, was terrific. But biggest show that I've done that has probably been done at this theater was The Producers.
Right.
You saw it, right?
Absolutely.
Massive cast, massive costumes, and massive sets.
Yeah.
Now the Springtime Hitler number was over the top.
It was.
Over the top.
It was. Well, that was last year. And as we said, that was a record, and we're sure this year is going to be another record.
Well, it's already beaten last year right now. We're in sales. We're beating last year in new subscribers and single ticket buyers. It's all just gone on sale.
Well, as we speak today, on Sunday, May 6th, the online sales have begun, and the box office window opened today, so things are really jumping.
And a great crowd.
If you would like to get tickets and information, make sure you go to theaterbythesea.com. And you can even use a phone number, 401-782-8587. And you can get ticket information. Talk to Vinny.
Absolutely. Vinny loves to hear from people.
All right. Call Vinny and say that Mike and Bill said I could get a discount. What do you got for me?
See if he buys that one.
Yes. I don't think he will. I don't but, think you know, so.
Knowing Vinny.
All right. Let's get back to Ain't Misbehaving. And this joint is jumping.
Bang your leather on the floor, grab anybody's daughter.
Woo! The roof is rocking, the neighbor's knocking.
We're all bones when the wagon comes. I mean, this joy is jumping.
Hey, hey, come on!
Hey, hey!
Hello, governor!
Hey, man, will you put in my drink?
Forget the drink, girl. Let's cut this raw.
Hey! Hey! My foot!
Don't you hit this chick. She's my bro.
Hey, you get that stuff back.
Like I said, everybody's jumping in their seats. The joint is jumping. It's going to be a great presentation. A lot of fun. Just a great night of entertainment and let your cares go by. Go down to Theater by the Sea. And if you haven't been there in a while, shame on you. But it's a beautiful, beautiful spot, Bill. Not only is it a great theater and great talent on the stage, but the surroundings
gorgeous.
Are amazing.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. The gardens, the hearing the ocean. It's one of my favorite places to be.
Yeah, you got the sea breeze. When you don't have a sea breeze, something new last year.
The air conditioning. I got to tell you, we didn't open those doors much because people were loving the air conditioning.
Right.
So I kind of didn't want to lose that open the door thing, but they got so used to, and of course the people on stage got so used to the doors being closed and less distractions. But you don't get that beautiful ocean breeze. Just go out on the porch.
There you go.
Or the gazebo intermission.
During the intermission, you got the beautiful grounds, you got the gazebo there, you can buy a beverage, or you can even have dinner before the show.
Oh, right? Yeah, the bistro is terrific. I forget the new people, how many years, Rich and Tanya, this is probably their third year. I could be off by a year, but they've been going strong.
Yeah, it's amazing food, And it's an amazing accomplishment to get people in there. Everybody, of course, arrives an hour and a half or two before
the
show. And
they have to be out at the same
time.
They
have to all be out at the same time, and they do it.
They pull it off. I'm always amazed at that because I know I couldn't do it. I had to dinner for seven at my house, you know?
I haven't been to your house for dinner yet.
Oh, awkward.
Well, you can come to my house.
There you go.
Okay, so the next show in after Ain't Misbehavin' is the biggie, the one that's going to set records as far, certainly already going to set a record for the time being there, because it's going to be 5 weeks of Mamma Mia.
I've been waiting a long time to get the rights to produce this show. We finally have them. Kevin's going to direct it for me. He's one of my favorite directors. Mm-hmm. We work so well together. And this should be probably, if this isn't the highest grossing show ever in that theater's history, something is seriously wrong.
All right. Well, Kevin Hill, the artistic director of Theater by the Sea, is going to be the director of this. So that'll be great. He's done quite a few great productions in the past.
Mary Poppins and, God, he did. What did he do last year?
I
don't know if he did one last year.
I don't know if he did one last year. I'm not sure if he...
No. What happened with that one?
well, we gave him the year off.
That's it. He's just doing the other... We're doing Mamma Mia, and I'm doing Mamma Mia in both theaters, and he's directing both, of course. At North Shore, we're doing it, I think, after Theater by the Sea, for an extended run there also.
So when he says both theaters, for those of you that aren't familiar, Bill also owns the North Shore Music Theater up in beautiful, Beverly,
Mass.
It is in Beverly, yep. Okay, yep. I got that right. All right, let's listen to a Mamma Mia piece, and then we'll take a short break and talk about some of the other amazing things, new things that are coming to Theater by the Sea. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney, owner of Theater by the Sea in beautiful downtown Matunic. And I shouldn't mislead people. There is no downtown Matunic, but there's
the closest it is thing beautiful. To it.
It is beautiful. And the other thing that you might want to take into consideration, if you go downtown Providence to a lot of theaters, you could end up paying $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 for parking.
I know I do when I go.
There you go. And Theater by the Sea has free parking.
Free parking, yeah. Absolutely. And we accommodate all the cars that come to fill those 500 seats, which is really great.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I promised people before we took the break there that we had new things to talk about, and that's going to happen on Monday nights.
Yeah, it was actually Tom Center's idea, and I loved it, we're dark on Monday nights, and there's only so many places you can get revenue, have so many weeks we can produce a show, yeah. And there's only so many chairs and so many performances, so we decided to stick four things in this year as a trial for what we're calling our Monday Night Concert and Event Series. I won't bother with the dates, just go online for the dates, I'll just give you the highlight of the shows. We've got a Broadway Celebration, which is what we bring in a lot of really people who have done Broadway shows, Wicked, all the big shows on Broadway, they come in to do a concert version. I think you've seen something like that before at Ocean State.
Yeah.
We're doing that. We're also doing Ethel Merman's Broadway. Rita McKenzie, who's done this role for a long time. I have never seen this, but I'm told she's Ethel. And it's a story about Ethel's life. I can't wait to see it. I know her well, but never seen the show, so I get to see it now.
Excellent.
And then Lynn Dilley's is a master illusionist. She's going to perform magic and all these different illusions on the stage of this theater, and that should be exciting. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to see all four of these. And now my dear friend Harvey Robbins does a lot of shows for us at the other theater at North Shore. He's a big doo-wop guy, and he's going to bring his big doo-wop show in the theater to the theater in August. Names to be announced, which I'll have probably next time we see each other. But he always brings people like the Temptations,
we've had the Platters, all those people.
It's a blast. It's a blast of a show. So we're hoping that actually goes on sale. I think this week to subscribers, of course, first, and then general public. But keep in mind, there's only going to be 500 seats for each one of those shows. One show only.
And that doo-wop show is huge, and you're going to bring just one night.
Yeah. Okay. He'll have three or four acts. It's a test thing, but we're excited about it. For people, we've tested the audience, just, talk to people that we know, and they say we'd love it. So we expect it to do well.
Excellent. All right. Well, we were in the middle of Mamma Mia. I want to get back to Mamma Mia. That's going to be the biggie this year, I'm sure. And we'll go to another piece of music and get a little bit of Dancing Queen.
Oh,
Bill, like I said off air, no mistaking that music.
Nope.
Mamma Mia.
And a lot of great stuff.
A lot of great music from there. We're just going to play those two to tease you a little bit and tell you that Mamma Mia will be at the theater June 20th to July 21st. Long run. And Ain't Misbehavin' is going to start May 30th, run to June 17th. And then we'll be talking about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in a moment. But I want to talk about something that you and I always have a laugh over. Because I've talked about you painting backstage. Yeah. I've talked about you mopping the floor. I've talked about you doing things that the average owner would not probably be found doing. But you stick your hand in just about everything.
That's how I started, and I still like doing it.
And there you go. And now we're going to talk about bathrooms.
Yes. Well, as everybody knows, when you go to any theater, there are never enough bathrooms because you're putting whatever your capacity is into bathrooms all at one time. And
right.
In any theater you go to, there are long lines, especially at the ladies' room. So finally, after hearing from our people last year, if you remember, we put the trailer out there with those really nice bathrooms, and they love that. So I couldn't not bring that back or pay that rent for the next however many years. So I decided not to. And we've built, basically they're almost finished, our own brand new bathrooms with seven additional ladies' room toilets. And it's beautiful. It's built into the building as it exists. We didn't build another part of the building. It's in the building, right about where, if you know where the gazebo bathrooms are, it's right next to those, going towards the parking lot, right in the building. And they're beautiful. Granite countertops, beautiful floors, everything. People are going to love them.
So not just a wooden seat with a hole in it.
Nope, not the outhouse thing. The men may get mad now, but we're also going to do over the ones that we're just going to give a nice facelift to the ones that are there, make them all men's rooms. So the old ladies' room, I think, will be handicapped men's rooms. So we'll have plenty of everything for everybody.
Excellent. So things are changing. Air conditioning, new bathroom facilities.
I have to do something every year. So next year, I'm thinking, now what am I going to do? So that'll be next year's surprise.
You could do a Mike Maino hospitality room.
I love the idea. You're going to put some money into that, right? they call that naming rights,
I'm
correct?
I'm changing the subject now, and we're going to the next show in, which will be Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And quite frankly, I've got to tell you, I have seen this show, but I don't know it very well. I saw it a long time ago, and I'm looking forward to getting refreshed.
Yeah, we're taking a different twist on it. It's told the same way all the time. We're not going to change the story, but it's going to be done a little bit differently because it is told so many times the same way.
Yeah.
So that's something they can look forward to and hopefully enjoy.
All right, let's go to Go, Go, Joseph.
Joseph's luck was really out, his spirit and his fortune low. Alone he sat, alone he thought of happy times he used to know.
Hey, dreamer, don't so upset. Hey, Joseph, you're not beaten yet.
Go, 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 Joseph, you know what they say. Hang on now, Joseph, you'll make it someday. Don't give up, Joseph, fight till you drop. We've read the book, and you come out on top.
Now into Joseph's prison cell were flung two very frightened men.
We don't think that we will ever see the light of day again. Hey, Joseph, help us if you can. We've had dreams that we don't understand.
Both men were servants of Pharaoh the king. Both in the doghouse were doing their thing.
One was a baker, a cook in his prime. One was a butler, the Jeeves of his time.
Tell me of your dreams, my friends, and I will tell you what they show. Though I cannot guarantee to get it right, I'll have a go.
First the butler trembling took the floor. Nervously he spoke of what he saw.
There I was standing in front of a vine. I to Pharaoh, who drank from my cup. I tried to interpret, but I had to give up.
You will soon be free, my friend, so do not worry anymore. The king will let you out of here. You'll buttle as you did before.
Next the thinker rose to tell his dream, hoping it would have a similar theme.
There I was standing with baskets of bread. High in the sky I saw birds overhead, who flew to my basket and ate every slice. Now give me the message, like his would be nice.
Sad to say, your dream is not the kind of dream I'd like to get. Pharaoh has it in for you, your execution date is set. Don't rely on all I said I saw. It's just that I have not been wrong before.
Go, go, jump. Go, go, jump. Go, go, jump. Go, go, jump. Go, 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 Joseph, you know what they say. Hang on now, Joseph, you'll make it someday. Sha-la-la, Joseph, you're doing fine. You and your dream caught ahead of your time.
Back on Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea, talking about the exciting new season. And we've talked about Ain't Misbehaving, the first show coming in, and then Mamma Mia, and then we had a little bit of Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And Bill, this show is designed as kind of an announcement of new things to come for the next season. So we're giving everybody just a little taste of these shows. And fortunately for our audience and for me, you plan to come back several times and talk about each show individually.
I love that. I love doing that. Absolutely. And sometimes I get to bring somebody with me, which can also talk. An actress or a director or something like that.
Something like that. Actor, and speaking of Joseph, that's Richard Sibelico going to be doing that.
Yes, your friend.
My friend that did Music Man. And we were together 30 years ago when I did Music Man. So
he did Buddy Holly also, which was terrific, if you remember.
He's as old as I am.
He's older. He's older than anybody. Hope he hears this.
All right. You know, we have we talked about the Monday night performances, which are new this year.
Yes.
But one of the things that's not new this year that you've been doing successfully for a long time is some children's shows.
They're great. We do the class also when they get to perform doing a show. But this year we've got Sleeping Beauty, Airborne Comedians, Bubbleology, which comes there a lot. Willy Wonka Jr. and Pinocchio. And those things, and again, this is no exaggeration, they sell out. We run those usually two times. Last year we added a third performance of a few of these because the demand of tickets. The class always sells out. It always sells out where we teach people theater and they get to perform a show on that stage in front of a live audience.
There you go. You can't go wrong. So you got to go to the website. Check it out. We'll give you that information again after the next piece of music. But right now, theaterbythesea.com. Get that in your head because you don't want to be shut out. And now we're going to go to the last big show of the season and talk about a big show. Chicago.
I did it a couple years ago at the other theater, and it was just fantastic. One of the biggest shows we've ever had in the autumn season there. And we're expected to be as good here. Got a great director last year's Beauty and the Beast, directors Bob and Diane. And we expect some good things out of this. We've already cast a show, and it looks the cast is terrific.
It's a wonderful show. And let's get to a piece of music from that. All That Jazz.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car, I know a whoopee spot. Well, the gin is cold, but my piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz. Slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dib is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on home, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug, in case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that jazz.
Skidoo.
And all that jazz.
Hotcha! Whoopee!
And all that jazz. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz.
Listen, your husband ain't home, is he?
No, her husband is not at home.
Find a flask, we're playing fast and loose.
And all that jazz.
Right up here is where I store the juice.
And all that jazz.
Come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet you're lucky, Linden, never flew so high. Cause in the stratosphere, I'll cut your random ear to all that jazz.
Oh, you gotta see a sheba shimmy shake.
And all that jazz.
Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her daughter's brain.
And all that jazz. Come on, babe, I don't want to paint that town. And all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz.
see hall where there's a nightly brawl and all that.
So that's final, huh, Fred?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Roxy.
Oh, Fred?
Oh, Fred?
Yeah?
Nobody walks out on me!
Sweetheart!
Oh, don't sweetheart me, you son of a bitch!
Roxy! Hacha!
Whoopee! I gotta pee.
Now I'm no one's wife, but oh, I love my life, and I'm
That's jazz.
Well, Bill, it sounds like a tremendously exciting season, and as we mentioned, you know, each year seems to be better than the last. And I noticed a little something on your website that says one of the 10 best things in Rhode Island in 2017, and that's Theater by the Sea.
Yeah, how cool is that? I mean, USA Today, it's a pretty good publication. Yeah. We're excited. They must like it there. We're the only theater they mentioned.
That's right.
That's all good.
The only theater in the top 10, and I checked. You beat out Block Island in general.
See, that a whole island, a little theater by the sea.
That's great. So it is a beautiful spot, and there's so much to do, and it's so popular. I know people make it part of their everyday summer tradition.
People, they absolutely do. You have no way. When we're sold out, people say, no, I'm only here for 1 week. We got to see a show at Theater by the Sea.
Right. Yeah.
And unfortunately, you feel bad, but I can't make any more chairs.
I know people that take their boats from Long Island.
I did not know this part.
That's true. Take their boat over to Point Judith or wherever I'm not sure where they dock it. And come over just to see the show, then go back, sleep on the boat, and go back the next day.
That's awesome. I've never heard that. That's terrific. Yeah.
So
wow.
There's lots of ways to get there. And we do have a lot of listeners on Block Island and Long Island. So make the trip over. You can almost see the lights of the theater from where you live.
That's interesting. Again, it's the night out. You've got dinner, the show, the intermission gazebo, and the cabaret after.
Right. The four shows this year, the four big shows, Ain't Misbehavin', Mamma Mia!, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and Chicago. And don't forget those Monday night specials, four of them. Check the website out for that. And the children's specials, it'll be running. There's five of those. So go to theaterbythesea.org.
Com.
That's what I said, .com. I said that. See, I was trying to see if you could catch me.
I'm paying attention.
Theaterbythesea.com, and I'm sure you'll get there anyway you put in Theater by the Sea. But at any rate, get that, check it out, and the phone number is 401-782-8587. And there's a new number here, which I guess if you're calling from out of town, you want to toll-free. Did you know about this?
Nobody tells me anything.
866-811-4111.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it's right here.
Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
There you go. All right. So call Vinny and get some special treatment. We have one more piece to listen to from Chicago. But Bill, I want to thank you so much for your continuing support to bring the best possible to our community.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
We'll see you in just a few weeks as we get ready to talk about Ain't Misbehavin' in detail.
Perfect.
Right now, one more tune from Chicago, and we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversation.
Give on the old razzle-dazzle on. Give them an act with lots of flash in it, and the reaction will be passionate. Give them the old hocus pocus, beat and feather them. How can they see with sequins in their eyes? What if your hinges all are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle 'em, and they'll never catch wise. Mm-hmm. razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle on.
Give them a show that's so splendiferous.
Row after row will grow vociferous.
Give them the old fling philanthromix. Fool and fracture on.
How can they hear the truth above the roar?
Throw them a fake and a finagle. They'll never know you're just
a bagel. Razzle dazzle them,
and they'll beg you for more.
And since the days of old Methuselah,
everyone loves the big bamboozler.
Give on the old three-ring circus, stun and stagger on. When you're in trouble, go into your dance. Though you are stiffer than a girder, they'll let you get away with murder. Razzle dazzle, and you've got a romance. Give them the old razzle dazzle. Razzle dazzle.
Give them an act that's unassailable. They'll wait a year till you're available.
Give them the old double whammy, Diz and Dizzy-on.
Show them the first-rate sorcerer you are.
Long as you keep on way off balance, how can they spot you got no talents?
Razzle dazzle 'em.
Razzle dazzle 'em.
Razzle dazzle 'em.
And they'll make you a star.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.